Well, good morning, everybody. What a gorgeous day outside and inside. Amen. It's going to be a great day in the house of the Lord. I think God's going to move and bless us, encourage us. And I totally expect for all of us to be stirred in our faith and for our hope and faith in God to rise a couple degrees today. Amen. All right. Well, let's open with some prayer and then we'll say hi to each other. Heavenly Father, I just thank you and praise you and exalt you. For this amazing salvation that you've given to each one of us. Lord, it's a treasure unlike anything else on this planet because we get to keep the treasure and we can share it with other people and it's the exact same worth to them without us losing anything. And there ain't no other treasure on this earth that can do that. And Lord, I just thank you and praise you for our salvation. At Christmas time, we can tell people about the birth of Christ and about the resurrection of Christ. We just thank you and praise you for that, Lord. Would you please be with us today as we're worshiping, as we're in the Word, and as we're fellowshipping. Lord, we pray for a deeper connection with you and with each other. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, good morning, everybody. If we can find our seats. Well, good morning, everybody. Isn't it a great day to be here today? So we have exciting things today. Today, Tammy's going to get set in as head deacon. So we're all excited about that. Awesome. So I don't know if you guys get the verse of the day in the Bible app, but I do, and I just thought it fit for today and give us a little challenge of what we should do for worship today. Just to leading into the message and everything. So it says, "Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph and songs of joy." So a little challenge to everybody. Get a little loud today. Let's get a little rambunctious. Let's see what we can get going. So the announcements. Oh. So midweek life groups, regular midweek life groups are canceled. We're not meeting at our house and Mike's and Jeanette's house. We're coming here and we're wrapping the presents for the Tree of Blessing that we've been doing for the last couple weeks. So I know it says in the calendar that everything is due on the 19th for the present deadline, but if you bring it then, the people will have already got their stuff. So that's not going to work. And we won't be able to wrap it on the 15th if you bring it on the 19th. So everything needs to be here on the 15th. So just a little heads up on that one. And then this is a busy week. Friday we have game night in caroling. So we are going to head out at 6:15 to do some caroling for about an hour. So if you guys want to get here around 6 or something, get ready, get yourself a hot chocolate or a coffee or whatever to keep yourself warm. We're going to go out and do that for an hour, and then we're going to come back and have game night kind of like normal with pizza, hot chocolate, some cookies, and whatever you all bring for snacks and food and good stuff. And that's what we got for the week. Oh, we have the Thursday morning life groups are meeting like normal at the ladies group with Cindy at the Newman's house and the men's group at Mike's house. And with that, I think Cassie has a quick announcement. And her little helper.
Can you come here? Good morning.
Good morning.
So some pretty exciting news for my family. On Sunday, November 28th, me and my parents found out that I'm expecting. And then Thursday, December 2nd, we found out that I'm expecting another little girl who will be due March 26th.
Yes, definitely challenging and exciting. And God has bigger plans than we do because we weren't expecting this. So.
Well, Denise, why don't you come on up? I'd just like to, Jeanette, would you come up Well, Heavenly Father, you know, we talk a lot about family here, and Lord, we all know that sometimes family is awesome and sometimes family is challenging. And so, Lord, we just pray right now for Sabrina's little sister, for the grandbaby number two coming up, for Cassie's second daughter. Lord, we just pray for this little girl right now. We ask your blessing upon her. Father, we pray that you would just put, just wrap her up with your grace and your mercy. Make this baby come out perfectly timed, perfectly, just in every way, every sense of the meaning of that word, Lord. Would you bless this little baby inside Cassie? Would you bless Cassie? Would you renew her strength, as you talk about in your word, like the strength of an eagle as he mounts up? Lord, I pray that you would strengthen Cassie, even as she's taking care of Sabrina and literally having a human being formed inside her at the same time. Would you bless her and strengthen her and encourage her? And then, Lord, I just pray for all of them, this whole family. Lord, we know that that sometimes some of the best things in our life come and they're kind of heavy in the beginning. And so, Lord, I just pray that you strengthen all of them, that you give them grace for each other, you give them mercy for each other. And, Lord, I pray that you would help them all to hear each other's hearts as they're talking about difficult things and everybody fitting together. Lord, help them to hear each other's hearts more than the words. Would you please do this for them, Lord? We bless this family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. All right. We can have the ushers come up. We'll take the offering. Thank you, Andy, for doing the announcements. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for your blessing to us in so many different ways. Lord, we thank you for our health. We thank you for our finances. We thank you for putting us into a family. You adopt us, and then you tuck us right into your family. And so, Lord, today we're just celebrating so many different things, plus the Christmas season. And we praise you and exalt you, Lord, and we ask that you would bless this offering and glorify your name with it. And, Lord, help us to spend this money wisely and intentionally, where it will affect people's lives and bring them to your Son, Jesus Christ. Would you please do this, Father? We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Worship team, come on up as the baskets go by you.
Good morning, everybody. So this morning, Lois kind of challenged me. We do a thing every week where we take turns picking out the worship songs, and it was my week to do that. So I had them all picked out, and I picked an order, and Lois basically said, "Why did you pick the order that they're in?" And I was like, "I don't know why." And so one particular song that we're going to do, start with Burning in My Soul. That one kind of just called to me in the book. I went past it, and then I went back to it. And then we learned that Kyle hadn't had that one because Lois actually removed it from the book and then ended up putting it back in, but Kyle didn't have it. So anyway, what Lois had challenged me with is specific to this song, that people, when they wandered in the desert, calling out to God, burning for him to do something and help them, and they just kept wandering for 40 years, crying out, but they didn't understand. So I found something here that I'll just read real quick. God had promised them victory. The land he commanded them to go in and take was already theirs. They simply had to trust and obey, but this they did not do. God will never lead us where his grace cannot provide for us, his power cannot protect us. Indeed, the Israelites had seen the powerful hand of God at work during the plagues and miracles of the Exodus. Yet, like many people, they walked by sight and not by faith, and their unbelief displeased God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So in Hebrews 11:6, it says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him earnestly." So let's start this song, Burning in My Soul. I really want to hear that people have it burning in their soul. So I want to hear everybody singing, clapping, praising. Amen. Let's be loud and rambunctious, like Amen. Andy said.
Amen.
So would
Amen.
You please stand?
It's burning in my soul.